a religious leader who became a political figure, has died in the Philippines. His name was Cardinal Jaime Sin. He had a sense of humor about that name, often calling his residence the House of Sin. He also had a sense of social justice that made him a prominent figure in two Filipino revolutions. Cardinal Sin was 76 years old. We've called Pichi Yamsuan, Director of Communications at the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Manila. Welcome to the program. I'm sorry for your loss.
Yes, thank you, Steve.
Can you just describe the role that Cardinal Sin played in the 1980s when Ferdinand Marcos was president of the Philippines?
Well, it all started when he was assigned to the Archdiocese of Manila in 1974, and since that time, he has been considered the outspoken religious leader because he was the only one during that time of the dictatorship who would talk about the abuses of the dictatorship and the martial law of President Marcos.
And in 1986, when Marcos was facing a revolt, Cardinal Sin supported the protesters.
Yes, because he knew that it was the culmination of many years of struggle against the dictatorship, and he knew with his intuition and his courage and his foresight that it was time for the Filipinos to mount that peaceful revolution.
Now, he played a prominent role again in 2001 when a Filipino president was ousted. And I do have to ask, what does it mean that a religious leader became so directly involved in politics more than once?
Well, he has been largely criticized about it, but his main concern then was to really be the leader who would make his people see all the corruption and all the ill governance that was being practiced by the leaders. So that was his only goal, for the country to have a good president, a president who will lead the country through progress and full development as a nation and as a people.
As someone who worked with him, how did he manage to balance the spiritual with the political?
It's amazing because he's very pastoral, and his concern for his priest was really great and awesome in a sense. He would always say that he had the best priest in the world. And he managed the archdiocese when it was at its biggest. Before the archdiocese was divided in 2003, before he retired, there were about 260 parishes and a population of about 12 million. So he was pastor and shepherd to all these Catholics, but at the same time, he considered it his civic and patriotic duty to work for the betterment of the country by insisting on good governance and good leadership from its political leaders.
We've been speaking with Pichi Yamsuan. She is Director of Communications at the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Manila. Thanks very much.
Thank you.